This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. The company was back on our show back in November 20th. That time, I thought it was undervalued. I felt comfortable going out and buying some of that. I told my listeners to. Well, if you did, you're probably up about 60-70% on your money. Stock's up to about 12 cents. At that time, it was about 7.5 cents. We're talking no other than Lyco Energy Metals, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol WCTXF. They also trade on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol LIC. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Tim Fernbeck. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Everett. Great to be back.
You know, give some of my new listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you're about.
Sure. Yeah, we're a mineral exploration company. We're headquartered in Vancouver, Canada, but we have many projects internationally. We have two lithium property exploration projects in Nevada. We have a project for lithium carbonate exploration and extraction in Chile, and then we also have a cobalt, 12 mining claims in Ontario, Canada, that are cobalt mineral exploration programs.
You know, you're kind of brushing over that. I want my listeners to understand, and correct me if my metrics are wrong, the property in Chile holds about 30% of the world's lithium production. Isn't that correct?
So Chile, as a country, is the world's largest exporter of lithium carbonate, and the area that we are in produces 37% of the world's lithium currently, and that's with two companies primarily, which are large multinationals, SQM and Albemarle, Rockwood Albemarle. So we are we're one of four companies that operate in the Atacama Salar, where 37% of the world's lithium is generated right now.
That's amazing. I just want to know, can you go through your latest cobalt assay results from both the Glencore property and the Teledyne property?
Sure. So we've recently completed a diamond drill program in Ontario, specifically in looking for cobalt. In total, we have completed around 32 drill holes, 11 on the Teledyne property and 21 on the Glencore property. In total, there is over 4,000 meters of drilling. And what we've found from our drill program is that it confirms the historic numbers that we've seen on these properties in terms of cobalt. And we've been pleasantly surprised with the copper numbers that we're getting as well, too. So we look forward to another drill program that we're going to organize for 2018. And there we're going to basically prove up the tonnage underground in terms of the cobalt that we have. The area in Ontario is a high-grade, narrow-vein cobalt program, so it's perfect for underground mining.
You know, I was going to ask you about your plans in 2018. I noticed that you guys did a $1.2 million option funding thing. So I'm sure you're going to take that money and use it in 2018. What are the plans?
Yeah, so 2018, we're going to get we're getting the final results from the Teledyne drill program back from the assay lab probably early part of next week, when we've been continuing to announce the results that we've had from that exploration program. It's been very positive. So we feel comfortable that we're going to be able to spend another season in the field drilling. And the hope is that we can put several more million dollars of drilling in the ground. So we currently have about $2 million in cash in the company, and we're looking to most likely raise additional funds for that drill program.
You know, I've gotten quite a few emails coming in that when I told them that you were going to be on the show. And one of the emails asked, and hey, Everett, if you get a chance to ask Tim, what is the end result? Are we going to bring the lithium and cobalt out of the ground? Are we going to subcontract that? And when will revenues finally fall on the balance sheet?
So the plan for the projects are a little bit different. In Nevada, we're looking to continue to build up the resource that we have underground, and it's likely there that we could be partnering with someone. On the Chilean properties, we have we're like a small group with a very prolific property right in the middle of these elephants in the room. So most likely we are going to be able to look to put that property into production. We will need to do a little bit more work in terms of the exploration on that property, but it's a manageable property that we believe that we could put in production and have revenue generated from it. I would say that we're looking outwards past a year before that will take place, and we obviously need to get a special license from the Chilean government. So we would be looking to do all that work 2018, 2019. And then with our cobalt property in Ontario, our plan is to continue to drill that property, get to the point where we have about $100 million of resource that we've got indicated under the ground, and then go back to Glencore. We purchased a property off of Glencore in the area, and they are very much interested in us improving the property and then coming back and being a partner with our company. So we would engage in discussions regarding that partnership going forward and what a joint venture might look like.
Would that joint venture possibly ensue in 2018 or 2019?
So we will need to do a little bit more exploration work. So the 2018 exploration work could result in that partnership discussion with Glencore starting in 2018.
My company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day is Lyco Energy Metals. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol WCTXF. They also trade on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol LIC. I still think they're undervalued here at 11 or 12 cents a share. Tim, in closing, is there anything that you would like to get out there to the listeners that maybe we didn't get a chance to touch upon?
I think just that we're a diversified company that is in the lithium and cobalt space, and that our properties are very well situated. The cobalt property that we have, we're getting great results off of that property. You know, the Glencore property is not only seeing significant intersections of great cobalt numbers, but we've got numbers as high as like 8.5% for the Glencore property. And then recently we've announced with the Teledyne property numbers over 20% cobalt in our drill core. So we think that we're in the right place with that cobalt property, and we know that we're in the right place with the Atacama property for lithium.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on in about 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
That sounds great. By that time, we should have our exploration program identified for Teledyne and Glencore.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.